This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Are you awake? Or is this still part of that weird dream you were having?
This is a huge pickle.
Carson and Kennedy begins now.
If you're just tuning in, here's what we know.
Oh, it's a disaster.
Today is Wednesday.
Thanksgiving's tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
You brought a turkey?
Oh, did he remember to thaw it?
Oh, that turkey now.
Thanksgiving food.
We need Thanksgiving side dishes, right?
Turkey, the stuffing.
The cranberries.
Stuffing, am I right?
Delicious giblet gravy.
Happy Thanksgiving.
It's showtime.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Sandra, welcome to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Hi.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
I am awesome. I'm so excited we got you on.
It's called Good Pickin' Farm, and you're doing
Correct.
The Farm Festival of Lights. Tell us about Good Pickin' Farm first.
The farm itself was established back in 1750. So it's been a local family farm and treasure for, you know, what's that, over 200 years or 200 years? I can't do the math.
We don't do math.
The farm, about 25 years ago, was going to be taken out of the family and sold and become 50 house. And the wise women of Westford, that's what I call them, said, no way, we want to keep this farm. And so they did. They formed a private-public partnership and purchased this land. About 20 years later, or 5 years ago, that's when we came on the scene. And it's Jen and Aaron and myself who are the founders of Good Pickin' Farm. So Good Pickin' Farm has about 86 acres of land, and we like to say it's where growing minds and nature connect. We want people to come here and learn through experience, through farming, through the arts, through recreation. And we seek to meet the needs of people of all ages and abilities. It's just magical for all of us. And when you come on the farm, and Kennedy, I don't think you've been here yet, have you?
Not yet, but I will be there soon.
Well, both of you, we'd love to have. It's there's something really special about this place. And I think it has to do with the people that are here and just the happiness it brings. Our animals, the beautiful scenery, the buildings that we have, it's all so welcoming. I spent my whole life finding my way here. The coolest thing was my daughter, who's one of the founders, Erin, and I think she talks to you, Kennedy.
Yep.
In the very beginning, as we started bringing on some staff and volunteers, she started calling us the Farmily, and that is what really has stuck out, that we are a big Farmily, whether we're related or not. We are in this Farmily together.
And you guys have so many things. There's camps,
yes.
School vacation camps. There's goat yoga. There's programs for kids. There's adults activities. There's goat hikes. There's riding lessons. You name it, you guys do it there.
We do.
Which
we
is
do.
Amazing. And I know you have an event coming up on Saturday, and we would love to talk about that, the Farm Festival of Light.
So the Farm Festival of Light is this Saturday, November 30th. It goes from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And we're going to be taking part in your gifts for 10,000 toys for boys and girls. I love that.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we're asking people to bring a gift, and maybe you can talk a little bit about that. This event is for, again, people of all ages and abilities. We have joined up with a local nonprofit organization called Westford Remembers. They do everything from helping people with funeral expenses to if they don't have the money to you know, helping with even just housing costs and things like that. So whatever the people in the local area need.
There's going to be a live manger. There's the petting zoo, the Christmas trees. There's going to be reindeer pony rides, live music. So
Well, you know what? Our reindeer pony rides, the reindeer have gone off to...
Have they gone back?
The North Pole already.
Okay, I got you.
But we are going to have one pony in the petting zoo so that people can, kids can get in there and brush her. And I believe it'll be our girl, Greta. And she is beautiful.
All right, so let me tell you, I just want to give the website so people know. GoodPickinFarm.com to find out everything. GoodPickin, P-I-C-K-I-N, Farm.com.
We'll have artisans there, so you can come in and look at their amazing crafts. We have live music and food. You can bring home a craft. The kids can make something. So it is just a really fun, magical, tons of lights. We have to thank Enterprise Bank. They sponsored us this year to light up our four-acre field that we grew, that over 75,000 pounds of squash was grown by the Boston Gleaners to give away to people who don't have enough to eat.
Wow. So, Sandra, what you're doing there is amazing. And you and your entire team at Good Pickin' Farm are now officially members of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We are so happy to be a part of you.
Well, Thank you for helping with our toys. We really do appreciate that very much.
Excellent. Yeah, we're excited about that. So, people, please be generous.
Yes. New unwrapped toy, goodpickinfarm.com. Thanks so much, Sandra. We'll talk to you soon.
Excellent. Thanks. Bye-bye.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, you can call or text us here in the studio, 617-931-1234. Maybe you have a farm with animals, or maybe you just got a new puppy and you want to tell us about it. We have family visiting, and she brought her puppy. She's about 7 months old. Her name is Millie.
Oh,
she'll put a smile on your face, Kennedy. I'm just saying. A good puppy will put a smile on your face. So if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, 617-931-1234. Again, call or text us.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy.
For the past 48 hours, my life has been utter chaos, Kennedy, because of a problem I'm trying to solve for my wife.
All righty.
So if you don't know, my wife owns a small business. It's an embroidery business. And the way it works is she has these big commercial machines.
Yep.
Okay. And you use a computer and software to put the designs in the machines. You send it to the machine and it has all of these needles and threads, and it's all, and the machines are huge.
Yep.
I mean, it's like the half the size of a refrigerator.
Yeah.
They're ginormous machines. And these machines are old because they last forever. You know, the one machine I think was made in the early 90s.
Yeah, I remember when you guys got it.
Yes. And the machine is run by a computer.
Uh-oh.
From the early 90s. And 48 hours ago, one of the computers stopped working. And so you get a message up on the screen that says it's not getting a signal to the screen. Okay, fine. Unplug it, blow on it, replug it, start it back over. We do all the standard stuff and try to fix a computer, right?
Sure.
Doesn't do it. And I'm like, all right, well, it must be a bad cable or a bad monitor. So I drive to Micro Center. Now, for those of you that don't know what Micro Center is, Micro Center, for us nerds and geeks, is the mecca. Okay? It is a store in Cambridge near Harvard and MIT. It is the size of a Best Buy, and it is nothing but computer stuff.
Yeah.
And people who love computer stuff.
Yeah.
And they have wonderful service, and it's fantastic, and I love going there.
I know. You're a big fan.
Big fan. I go once a week just because.
Sure.
So I'm like, a chance for me to go to Micro Center. Let's go. So I load up the monitor, I load up the cables, I walk in, and to be honest with you, the staff at Micro Center just starts standing around in awe of this monitor because
that
it is so
working.
Old that it's still working. They're like, where did this thing come from? Oh my God, look at the connections on the back of that
thing. Oh my God, that's amazing. So they had a challenge and they were excited.
Yes.
I love this.
Well, the challenge was that technology is so old, you need to get a new one. It would just be, instead of trying to fix this thing,
they
sell new ones for $100.
This is the way we have become.
Right. So I'm like, awesome, great, thank you. They even find one that has the connection for my old computer that's still back at the shop, right?
What a concept.
Get this, right. So I get all of that stuff. Now, I'm driving back and forth between Charlestown and Micro Center. So I drive back to her office, and I plug it all back in, and it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
which means it's not the monitor. It might be the computer or where the cable connects. So I load up the computer and I drive it back to Micro Center. And I roll in, and this time they not just the a few of the guys, now the managers come around, because this computer that I brought them is from like 1992.
I just love that they want to be so helpful. They, I love this so much.
No, they are fantastic. Mm-hmm. And so I spend about an hour in there, and we just determined that this computer is dead.
Yeah.
Which causes a big issue with the equipment, because the software that is on there, it got on there from a floppy disk. This computer has a floppy disk. Not even a CD player. It's a floppy disk computer.
Okay. So what do we do?
Yeah, so what do we do? And they're like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get you, you're going to buy a new computer. So we got to spend a lot of money to get a new computer.
It's a write-off. Go on.
But what we're going to do is we're going to take the hard drive out of your old computer, because that's still, the hard drive probably still works, and that has your software and your information
everything
on
in it.
Then we're going to get you a little thing, and you're going to assemble the hard drive in this thing, and then you'll plug it in via USB to your new computer, and that hard drive will show up on. I'm like, you guys are freaking awesome. This is amazing. But they have to install some things on the computer.
Yeah.
So I have to leave it there.
Sure.
And then they call me, and then I go back the next day.
Sure.
I get the new computer. I take it all back to the shop, and I connect it all yesterday.
Don't tell me it didn't work. I can't.
When I go to connect the old hard drive to this new little device they have given me, it doesn't work. And now I'm on the internet. I'm trying to figure it out. So now I have to load up this little portable hard drive and drive all the way back to Micro Center for now my fifth time in the past 48 hours. They know me by name.
I'm just asking questions.
Yes.
Bring everything.
That would have been great. Yeah, that, you know, looking back on this, as much time as I've driven back and forth from.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bring
that
the whole shebang.
That probably would have. But yes, probably.
Yes and no.
Yeah, exactly.
Good enough.
Because
go
you're
on,
trying
sorry.
To troubleshoot as you're going
I
along.
I understand.
So I walk back in and I show this hard drive, and now this is incredible, Kenny. This is like a beautiful mind. This is like, it's everything you know, that meme where somebody's trying to figure out all the calculations.
Yeah.
And there are like eight young men, all with their ties on and their degrees, and they are all trying to decipher this. Because when I took the hard drive out, they're like, oh, we did not realize it was that old. The technology to connect to this hard drive
all right,
is so
all right,
old.
All right.
And now they are scouring
so
the store.
So now it's like the guys that are like in when Apollo 13 happened, that they're trying to make a round peg in a square hole.
That's exactly what is happening with me and this hard drive. But they figure it out. They figure it out.
I love a happy ending.
They give me all of the stuff. I need to buy multiple plugs and powers and all of these things. And I get it all back to the shop last night. And I hook it all up. And after hours of getting the new computer up and operational, and we get it, and it finally connects. Hallelujah. There it is.
Tell me it wasn't working.
The software to turn on her machine. And we double click on the software. And the screen opens, and then it just stops. It didn't work.
So you're going back to Micro Center?
I tapped out. I was like, it's Thanksgiving.
You know what? Give it Thanksgiving.
The shop
later.
Is closed for the next 4 days.
Maybe it just needs, sometimes you just turn off a computer for a while, and when you turn it back on, it starts working.
You know, I had to order a floppy disk drive and a CD drive off of Amazon. So I had to order old technology to connect to the new technology.
Listen, when the robot apocalypse happens, you'll have things that work.
I will. I now have a CD-ROM, Kennedy.
That is so dope. Can we burn some CDs? Let's go.
Yes, it can burn CDs.
CDs are coming back in fashion. Look at you. Ahead of the curve.
Oh my gosh, it has been such a journey over the past 48 hours. And I just felt bad for Lana because she's down a machine at a busy time of year.
It's tough.
Yeah, so anyway.
Well, you're a good man.
I'll let you know next week if we get it back up and operational. And if you need anything in Micro Center, I can tell you what
eyelet's
on.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no. Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Dave from New Bedford.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Dave, will you kick Kennedy out?
Yes, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Dave, we're in battle here. Quit being so kind. We're in a fight to win you this $100. We got to get in her head a little bit.
I appreciate that.
All right, so you know how this works. Kennedy has now left the studio. She can't hear anything that's about to happen. You answer more correctly than Kennedy, you win the $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Are you ready?
I am ready, yes.
Tomorrow will be the 100th anniversary of the Thanksgiving Day Parade. Which company sponsors the parade?
Macy's.
In Star Wars, what is Princess Leia's home planet, which is destroyed by the Death Star?
Alderaan.
Let's go, Dave. Can you tell me which actor voices Poe in Kung Fu Panda?
I only know one, Jack Black.
Question number four.
Panda.
Drake is taking legal action against Kendrick Lamar's diss track about him. The song got 5 Grammy nominations. Can you name the song?
I cannot.
Oh, it's a good one. Question number five. Who is Jim Carrey's female co-star in the film Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
Courtney Cox.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
Nice job. Nice job. What are you doing for Thanksgiving, Dave?
Just with my wife, and then going down to my father's over the weekend.
Mm. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Are you deep frying the turkey, or are you just in the oven kind of guy?
Just in the oven.
Yeah, I'm
just in the oven.
Yeah, deep fry your turkey, man. I'm telling you. It's game changer. Life changing, Kennedy.
I wouldn't know. You never bring me leftovers.
Dave got 4 out of 5.
Woo! Okay, buddy.
You got them quick, too,
Nicely
Kennedy.
Nicely done.
These are hard. You ready?
Yeah.
Tomorrow will be the 100th anniversary of the Thanksgiving Day Parade. Which company sponsors it?
Macy's.
Tied at one. In Star Wars, what is Princess Leia's home planet, which is destroyed by the Death Star?
Andor?
Alderaan, Kennedy. 2-1 for Dave. Which actor voices Poe in Kung Fu Panda?
The main character, Jack Black.
Yes, it is the main character. 3-2 for Dave. Question number 4. You can't get one wrong here, Kennedy.
Alrighty.
Drake is taking legal action regarding Kendrick Lamar's diss track about him. The song got 5 Grammy nominations. Name the song.
I can't.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
I cannot believe it.
Nope, I can't.
Not Like Us, Kennedy.
Never in a million years.
Oh, the song is so good.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, such a great song. It's on the radio like every 3 minutes. 3-2.
No, it's not.
3-2. Question number 5. Who was Jim Carrey's female co-star in the film Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
Sean Young?
Courtney Cox, Kennedy.
Oh.
4-2 is the final score, Dave.
Oh, holy moly.
Dave, congratulations. You just won yourself $100. What a great way to start.
Awesome.
The long weekend. Congratulations, my friend. Kennedy, what do you want to say to Dave?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't even come close to being Dave.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Carson and Kennedy.
Now back
to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
104.1.
617-931-1234. Call or text that number. We want to know what you're getting into over the long Thanksgiving weekend. Again, 617-931-1234. Story. We always love to hear the stories of what you're getting into because you always do such interesting things and it's fun to hear about them.
Yeah.
How about you, Kennedy?
Well, I'm gonna get done here today. I gotta go and get a radiation treatment.
What number of radiation treatment is this?
This will be 12.
Of 19?
19. Yep, almost getting there. Mm. And
so how you feeling?
I feel okay.
Uh-huh.
And so go do that and then go back home and rush and pack up the car and put the dog in the car and then drive to Vermont. It's supposed to be a 3-hour drive, but heaven only knows, since I'm leaving right in the thick of it.
22 hours.
But I don't have much of a choice. But that's okay. I don't mind. I have this tiny little tiny house that I'm staying in the middle of nowhere, Vermont, and I am very excited to do
it. It looks amazing.
Off. I know, right?
Kennedy was showing me the pictures of this
yeah, so
tiny
I'm
house.
To just do nothing. It's supposed to snow tomorrow up there, so we might get a couple of inches of snow, which I think would be lovely, and make fires and just
now, is Mr. X making an appearance at the tiny house?
Nope.
Okay. Was he originally supposed to be making an appearance at the tiny house?
There were plans
right.
a while ago.
Right.
But stuff
okay.
happens.
Are you doing all right with that?
What can I do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's got kids. There's nothing I can do about that. You
right.
know what I mean? And when they call, it's important to answer. Those are the most important. Those are the most important things.
Right.
You know what I mean? So in any event, I'm really looking forward to this. I think I really need a break. I really need a day where I don't have to think about a computer or a toy or a big machine that's going to poison me. I don't have to
sure.
do any of that. So I packed like books, wine. Mm-hmm. And I got like a ready-made Thanksgiving meal, so I don't not have my mashed potatoes and gravy and turkey, and that's what I got.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Sounds delicious. We're going to start with our good friend Corey from Medford.
Nah.
Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve morning.
You
yes,
too, buddy.
So last year, you had a big party, and in fact, you invited producer
you
Dan
did.
To your into your home, which was very kind of you. Producer Dan is still at home. He's recovering.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll hear how he's doing next week. But how many people are you having this year?
We're just having 12.
That's all. No big deal.
You're a mess. What are you making?
Well, you know, the standard turkey, which we're dry brining this year, and stuffing, and peas, and carrots.
What
and
are you
broccoli.
Baking?
Oh, that question.
Yes.
Doing an apple pie, and I'm doing a lemon ricotta cake, and, you know, we've got someone else is using my chocolate cheesecake recipe for their Thanksgiving, so that's on a beta test.
Well, that's awesome, buddy. You're such a good guy to bring so many people into your home, really.
And then Friday is my birthday.
Aw, we love you, buddy. We're so grateful for you.
Have a great Thanksgiving,
Corey. And I got to work.
Have a good one.
Have fun, guys.
Bye.
All right. Bye, Corey. Our good friend B-Side.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good
Hello,
morning.
Darling.
And you're going to be staying home. What are you doing?
Yes, we're staying home. It's been a crazy year. So we are doing an unorthodox dinner. We're doing prime rib, herbed butter, focaccia bread, tomato cucumber salad.
Yes, yes.
Mashed potatoes, crab rangoon.
Yes!
We got 2 ice cream pies from Holy Cow. We are just going to live it up. Charcuterie starts tonight, and we're just going to roll it into tomorrow, and that's it.
I love
that. I'm going to watch Deadpool and Wolverine. I'm going to bust out the conversation pillows and just have a time.
Oh, honey. Well, we're thankful for you as well. And hope you have a really
you.
Good
Happy
weekend.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Thanks, B-Side.
All right, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
My wife, Lana, and my son, Barrett, they left yesterday down to the Cape. We have some family in town with their little puppy, Millie.
Yeah.
And so they braved the traffic yesterday. Took them an hour to get out of Charlestown, which was just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know the traffic crazy today, but yesterday. Imagine it taking an hour to go a half a mile to get out of our neighborhood.
Been I don't know. This is part and parcel of living
in this
city.
This seemed a little bit worse than normal, Kennedy. That's all I'm saying.
No, it is. They say it's going to be the busiest travel like ever since the history of looking at traffic and keeping statistics.
Right.
Like, I'm not kidding. I'm not over-exaggerating. This is that.
So
don't be that guy on the road today.
When we leave here today, I am heading over to South Station, and I'm getting on the bus to go down to the Cape.
Let's go.
We only have the one car, so we took the car down. So I will be riding the bus down. So how long do you think it's going to take me to get down there? Any guesses?
I bet it's about the same time as a busy Friday on a summer.
2 hours, two and a half hours.
I feel like
for some reason, man, the bus drivers, they just know how to get it done.
They certainly do.
They just know. They know where to go.
If they're trying to move into a lane, you're going to move because they're bigger than you.
Yeah, it just feels like it's always a little bit quicker.
I think it's lovely. You can just kick back and you don't have to worry about any of it.
Right.
You won't have to get like hangry. Mm-hmm.
So, and then we're going to deep fry a turkey. We're going over to our friends, and they have a huge family. They invite us to their home. And
down the Cape?
Yeah. So we'll be on the Cape, but we go to their place, and I'll take the fryer over there.
Oh, nice.
And I'll deep fry the turkey at their place, and they have this huge family, and they're so nice and so kind, and they've welcomed us all into their family. So we just have it should be a lot of fun. 617-931-1234. What are you getting into over the Thanksgiving weekend? We want to hear about it. Somebody texted in and said they're having Christmas on Thanksgiving.
I love that.
I want to hear that story.
Sometimes your family can only come once.
And also, I just got a text from producer Dan Kennedy, and he said he is up and around. And how about he come on about 8:30?
Yep.
Does that work?
Perfect.
Okay. So we'll get an update from producer Dan coming up at 8:30. But we want to know what you are getting into for the Thanksgiving weekend. 617-931-1234. That's next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy.
We want to know what you're getting into over the long Thanksgiving holiday. Christine is from North Cattleboro. Good morning, Christine.
Hi, North Attleboro, actually.
Cattleboro.
He calls it Cattleboro because that one time that one cow got out, like, you know, now you're defined for life.
Actually, weren't they bulls? And there was like 8 of them that got out.
Yep, I know. It's North Cattleboro, like I said.
I was trying to downplay it,
but you do. Yeah.
It's the first that I've heard it called that, but I'll remember that.
So what do you got for plans? You heading over to Connecticut?
Yeah, I'm heading down to Connecticut to my sister's for Thanksgiving dinner. And then on Friday, I'm going with my niece to a glass blowing class.
Oh, that's
we're
going to
make
really
ornaments.
Fun.
I've taken it before. She hasn't. Oh, it's great. It's a lot of fun. You should definitely take a class.
It's one of those things that looks super cool, but also it's dangerous. I feel like I would hurt myself or somebody around me.
Well, that's on you.
Well, I'm the biggest klutz, and I haven't hurt myself yet.
Okay, good.
Yet is a big word.
Well, safe travels.
thank you.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, Christine. Sean is from Brockton. Good morning, Sean.
Morning, Carson and Kenny. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, buddy.
So I know you're going to probably stuff a lot of food in your face, but tell Kennedy what you want to do on Friday.
Friday, we are going out Black Friday shopping specifically for Christmas decorations. We just moved into a neighborhood in Brockton, and we came home on Sunday, and our neighbors had way too many decorations for comfort, so they threw down the gauntlet. It was, I can't have that and let it go.
I see. So we are Clark Griswolding all weekend long.
Oh yeah. My wife already has 911 on standby just in case the ladder goes down on her.
Oh my gosh. Well, I hope it's awesome. Send us a picture when you're all done.
Absolutely.
All right, buddy.
I love that. I love that, Sean. I'm so jealous. That is my favorite. I love to ride through neighborhoods and just see all the Christmas decorations. That is so cool. Maeve is from West Bridgewater. Good morning, Maeve.
Good morning.
So we were talking about you a minute ago when you text in you're having Christmas on Thanksgiving. Why is that?
So my sister-in-law and their family are traveling, and their dog got sick, so now they're taking the dog with them, so they have to leave early, and they didn't want to miss out on Christmas, so we're doing Christmas on Thanksgiving.
I love that idea, you know, because sometimes you have to be alone, sometimes you can't get the whole family together, so why not?
Right. And so it'll be our first Christmas at home ever. We've always gone to my sister-in-law, so it'll be weird.
But have you you've already done the Christmas shopping? I haven't even, I have one thing.
I'm already done with Christmas shopping for my husband's side of the family.
So you were shopping in July for Christmas?
No, I found out 2 weeks ago.
Oh, well, you got it done.
I feel that.
Amazon was my best friend.
I hear that.
All right, well, Merry Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Yeah, happy. I hope it all goes really well.
My daughter Evelyn wants to say hi.
Oh, of course.
Evelyn, can you say hi?
Hi.
Good morning, Evelyn. Have a great Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Thank you. All right, I guess that's it.
What?
A Chrisgiving?
A Chrisgiving?
A Thanksmas?
Thanksmas. Mm-hmm. I like Thanksmas and Chrisgiving.
I'm sure those aren't new, but...
Ashley's from Wyndham, and she's hosting, Kennedy. She is hosting.
I wish you the best.
How many people?
32.
I'm sorry, what?
Yep.
That's not hosting. That's a restaurant.
Oh, my gosh. Did you say 32 people?
Yes. Last year we had 30, and I called last year and told you guys about it, and then called back the Monday after, and you were so disappointed that there was no drama with that many people.
I do remember that.
Hey, this year we'll see. Maybe we'll get lucky and something crazy will happen. I think the drama has already started because one of our family members is bringing their dog, and my dad hates dogs. So I haven't told him yet that the dog will be there. So we'll just see how that unfolds.
Kennedy found this song. It's Jimmy Fallon and the Roots. I feel like it's just for you. Listen.
At least you're not hosting.
Oh, that's shoving it right in her face.
Grandpa in your bed while you sleep on the floor. Living in fear because there's no lock on the bathroom door.
At least you're not hosting.
Your sister announcing she's gluten-free an hour before dinner. And mom saying, you should have more kids. Maybe one will finally be a winner.
At least you're not hosting.
At least you are hosting.
Well, I wish you the best, friend. I wish you the best. Have a great time.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
You too.
Yeah, thank you. You too. Let's grab one more here. Sean is from Worcester, and you're going to a Friendsgiving, but it's where it's happening that is intriguing to me.
So I am going to a once-a-year dance night called Dark Meat, M-E-E-T, at a nightclub called Man Ray in Cambridge.
So is this like a... Like a goth nightclub or something?
The night itself is a goth and industrial night, and it is a night in which we dance and we celebrate each other, and we give thanks to each other in our Man Ray family, in our dancey dance family.
I love this. Have so much fun.
And when you say industrial, are we going like old school? Are we Nine Inch Nails-ing this? Is that what's happening?
No, we're doing Skinny Puppy, Nine Inch Nails.
Let's go. How about My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult?
Oh, my God, Garson.
God, you were...
We're hitting it all.
Oh, my God, you are in my wheelhouse right there. Gosh, I just had a throwback moment.
Have a blast.
I am so mad I'm going to miss that. You guys have a great time. What's the name of the club it's happening at?
It's called Man Ray. It's at 40 Prospect Street in Cambridge.
Okay, I'm looking it up right now. This looks so cool. Have fun.
Oh, my God. Kennedy, nothing says
Thanksgiving like it.
Like Nine Inch Nails, Head Like a Hole.
Amazing.
Oh, that is so good. Man, I am having flashbacks. I love this. Come on now. Just getting all of that year's stuff out with this. I'm jealous. Man, we would run to the dance floor, Kennedy, when this came on.
No.
Carson and Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop.
Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Deb from Rutland.
Hi, Deb.
Hi.
Half day today, Deb?
Yep.
Half day. She's a teacher.
Let's go.
All right. We kicked Kennedy out.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
So you know how this works, Deb, right? There's five trivia questions. You answer more of them right than Kennedy. Win the money. Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio because she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I think so.
Frankie Muniz says it makes him sad thinking about the sacrifices his family made for his acting career. Which 2000 sitcom did he star in for 7 seasons?
Malcolm in the Middle.
What is the name of the song Ariana Grande sang with Jessie J and Nicki Minaj? How quickly we forget. We played that song about every 20 minutes when it was popular.
Yeah. No clue.
Question number 3. There are rumors that Leonardo DiCaprio is engaged, but apparently not true. We don't know. What is the name of Quentin Tarantino's film that he starred in with Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie?
Which one?
Well, it's a Quentin Tarantino one, so that might help a little
James
bit.
James in New York.
Question number 4. Which of these artists is not in the top 10 of the Billboard Greatest Pop Stars of the 21st Century? Which one is not in the top 10? Kanye West, Justin Bieber, or Eminem?
Kanye.
Question number 5. Who won the first season of American Idol?
Won?
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
So you have a half day. What age do you teach? What grade?
Second.
Second grade. So you're just going to roll in like a screen and we're going to watch Elf?
Actually, I'm special ed, so I go in and out of different classrooms.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. I'm thinking, is Elf okay for second graders? I think so.
Yeah. No.
Don't ask me.
Yeah, Kennedy would have them watching kids, Bad Santa.
I showed your kids Harry Potter and got a lot of trouble when they were kids, so.
Deb got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done.
Yeah, these are difficult. Are you ready?
I am.
Frankie Muniz says it makes him sad thinking about the sacrifices his family made for his acting career. Which 2000s sitcom did he star in for 7 seasons?
Malcolm in the Middle.
He shouldn't be sad. He should be grateful. Like, you know what I mean? His parents were probably happy to do it for him.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
At the end of the day, I think now, isn't he a parent? Maybe he sees what
the sacrifices.
You missed.
Right.
Yeah.
Buy them a house. They'll be okay. Tied to 1. Question number 2. What is the name of the song Ariana Grande sang with Jessie J and Nicki Minaj?
Super Bass?
Oh, no. Bang Bang.
Oh, God, I was going to say that.
1-1. Question number 3. There are rumors that Leonardo DiCaprio is engaged.
Nope.
What is the name of the Quentin Tarantino film that he starred in with Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
2-1. Question number 4. Which of these artists is not in the top 10 on the Billboard Greatest Pop Stars of the 21st Century? Kanye, Justin Bieber, or Eminem? Which one is not?
I know Kanye's on there. I know Bieber's number 8. What's the other one?
Eminem.
I'll say him.
Good guess. 3-1. Question number 5. Who won the first season of American Idol?
Kelly Clarkson.
In 2002. That is it. Nice job. 4 out of 5 for Kennedy. Deb, you only got 2 right. We do appreciate you listening and playing. We hope you have a great Thanksgiving. And thank you for what you're doing in the classrooms every day, too.
100%.
Yes.
Thank you. You have a great vacation, too.
All right. Thanks, Deb. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
My name is Deb from Rutland, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
And now it's time for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. You have chosen the subject, and we gave Kennedy 10 minutes to write, sing, and produce a song. Here it is, Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
As we get ready to go into the long Thanksgiving weekend, we're treating our Wednesday like our Friday, so we have an impossible parody. I got this email, says, "Hey Carson, I heard you say you would be off on Friday and doing the impossible parody on Wednesday, so I wanted to get to this to you ASAP, but please keep me anonymous. I don't want to get in trouble." "Against my better judgment, I'm hosting Thanksgiving again this year. I swore last year would be the last one, but here we are. So I've been shopping and prepping for days. The relatives start coming in today, and I just want to go hide." "Kennedy, can you make a song for those of us who will have a house full of people, none of whom agree on anything, drink too much, and bring dietary requests at the last minute? What do you have, Kennedy?"
All righty. So I took Teddy Swim's song, "The Door."
Oh, okay.
And this one is also called "The Door," about showing people the door. You're welcome. 8 days been prepping for this week. Turkeys, potatoes, dozen apples peeled. Cousin Sherry says now she's vegan. What was I thinking? What was I thinking? Aunt Judy is bringing her feral cat. Somebody tell me how I agreed to that. There isn't enough wine in all the land. And no one's lending a hand. No one's lending a hand. I'm not making gluten-free things. No, there will be sugar in everything. I'm done with all your dumb requests. Bring your own tofu. Eat your pumpkin pie, my family. Your dog is eating crumbs off the floor. Why did I host this? So tonight, Uncle Dave, let's not fight, and I'll show you the door. So let's wrap it up now, family. Take your Tupperware, I can't take no more. It's my last year for sure. Take the hall to the right and I will show you the door. Grandma is bringing her dish of runny peas. Cousin Joe will most likely make a scene. I am losing all my sanity. What was I thinking? What was I thinking? Oh no! You're not at the big kids' table, no. Leave your politics and hat at the door. Just go watch some football. I'll grab some whiskey from the drawer. Eat your pumpkin pie, my family. Your dog is eating crumbs off the floor. Why did I host this? So tonight, Uncle Dave, let's not fight, and I'll show you the door. So let's wrap it up now, family. Take your Tupperware, I can't take no more. It's my last year for sure. Take the hall to the right and I will show you the door."
Yes.
That one was fun.
That's fantastic. I'm going to have that one playing all weekend long. Just walking around the house with my phone listening to your parody. Teddy Swims. Oh, that's good stuff. Thank you, Kennedy.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. If you have an idea for Kennedy's Impossible Parody, drop me an email. Carson, K-A-R-S-O-N. W-I-T-H-A-K at mix1041.com. So it's Carson with a K at mix1041.com. Don't text it in. We like.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Justice isn't just a word. It's your right. We'll stand up for you when others can't. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
To keep it a surprise for Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
So you've probably noticed over the past 2 weeks now, producer Dan has not been here, and we really haven't said too much other than he had a medical emergency, and he'll be back when he's back.
Yeah.
And he's back.
Mish.
Good morning, Dan.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I've never been more excited to talk to the two of you.
Same, buddy.
So we got a text from Dan over the weekend 2 weeks ago, and he wasn't feeling well, and he was going to go to the emergency room, and then that's when it all went pretty crazy. How do you want to share?
The floor is yours, Dan.
Yeah, share what you want to share.
All right, so I'm going to start at the beginning. We're going to go on a journey together. Just walk with me. So it started, like you said, two Fridays ago around 8 p.m. Friday night right after dinner. And suddenly, out of kind of nowhere, I just started having these severe, severe, doubled over in pain stomach cramps. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, of course, because I'm a guy, I was like, I'm just going to ride this out. It'll go away. I've had kind of similar issues throughout the summer. Mm-hmm. And they'd go away after like an hour or two. And I figured it was just like a gas bubble or something like stuck in my digestive tract. And then it goes away and it's like it never happened.
Sure.
But this time, it didn't go away. So I was up all night. I didn't sleep a wink. And it had continued on for like 16 hours. And now it's Saturday morning. And we're supposed to do our first toy drive. And I text you guys. And I'm like, I don't think I'm going to be able to make the toy drive today. I think I need to go to the hospital. So I go to the emergency room because Kaylee was badgering me to go.
Thank God for Kaylee is all I have to say.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be alive without her.
And it's not funny.
I get into the ER and they check me in. I tell them everything that's going on. And then they go, okay, we're going to take you in for an ultrasound. So that we go in, we do the ultrasound. They look at the results. You know, they don't say anything. And they go, okay, now we're going to take you for a CAT scan. So they take me to a CAT scan and they put all the contrast and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. They wheel me back into the emergency room. I don't hear anything. I'm kind of waiting around. And then a surgical team walks in. And I'm like, whoa. Okay, that escalated a little bit. And they think, hey, Mr. Breslin, we think there might be something wrong with your gallbladder. It seems to be inflamed and all these imaging that we're taking. This is going to be a routine surgery. It's laparoscopic. It'll be 2 hours in and out, outpatient. You're back on your couch recovering. So I text you guys. I'm like, hey, I might have to be out Monday. I have to do this quick procedure. Apparently, my gallbladder's a little wonky. And, you know, that's what I thought. And then they wheel me to the operating room, like, Mr. Breslin, this is no big deal. We're in and out. They put the mask on me. And then the next thing I remember is waking up. And as soon as I open my eyes, I'm like, wow, this is a much bigger deal than what they were saying it was. Mm. I had every single tube and machine in the hospital attached to me. Every open patch of skin had a needle in it. I was a mess.
Oh, buddy.
And apparently, because what happened was they tried to go in laparoscopically, but when the surgeon came in, she said that my gallbladder was necrotic and gangrene, which means that it was dying inside of me.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was so inflamed and gnarled that they couldn't get it laparoscopically, so they had to cut through my abdominal muscles and my abdominal wall, mm-hmm. and they did like a 7.5-hour super invasive surgery to kind of like take it out piece by piece. And they couldn't get all of it. It was subtotal, they said. But they got enough of it where hopefully it shouldn't be an issue in the future. So I had these giant gallstones like the size of Mercedes Benz that were sitting right in my like my bile ducts. So
well,
we're not letting my bile leave. So it was like eating me from the inside. Oh, I'm not a doctor, but this is what I remember.
Right.
We've all done research on this, Dan, since you told us what was happening.
Yeah, we are all experts in gallbladders. We're ready to do the next surgery. Forget the doctors.
So they wheel me out. I got like 20 staples across my stomach. It looks like Rambo's ammo belt. And I got this this giant like tube in my stomach. And it ends on this this ball. And it's a drain that's collecting the bile to see like if the order of operations in my digestive tract is working properly. And it turns out that my bile was not draining into the correct place. It was like leaking into my blood, so it was discolored. So like a day or two after this major surgery, they say I have to go back into surgery and I have to get a stent placed in my bile duct to make sure that the bile is draining correctly. So I had to go back under the knife a second time. This one was much less invasive, luckily. But after the second one, apparently my body reacted poorly to having to do it again. So I ended up having pancreatitis.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Which sucked so bad because I hadn't eaten food in like 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, I remember.
Finally,
I remember talking to Dan at some point, and he said chicken broth, and it was like the happiest thing he had had in days.
Yeah, they finally gave me this Italian ice, and I was like, "Did Richie scoop this Italian ice himself? It was incredible." But then they took that away because of the pancreatitis, so I was back on nothing but IV fluids. So it was like that for another day or two, and it was just this long journey of recovery where we have to check this box and check this box and check this box, and then finally, by last Friday. The Friday that just passed, they let me leave after kind of going through all of these paces and getting through, like, getting this machine off of me and going from this pain pump that I had to press every 5 minutes to, like, the pills and, like, just moving forward. And on my last day, the nurse is like, "Oh, you're leaving today?" I said, "Boy, we wheeled you in." The first thing I said was, "Whoo, he's a mess." I said, "Thank you for saving that to last day." But no, I've been home since Friday, and I'm, you know, it's kind of touch and go of realizing what my body can and can't handle at this moment.
Right.
So, you know, it's been a little up and down physically, and I've just kind of been staring out the window like a sad puppy because I want to rejoin the world. But it's been, I'm glad to talk to you guys. I'm hoping to be back soon.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate all the love and support I've been getting from everybody.
Well, we love you the most, and this has, I'm sure, been so scary for you and for your family and stuff. And we've, as I say, become experts on the gallbladder. Sitting here, Carson and I talk all the time about it. And we're just glad that you're okay. I am going to give Kaylee an award because I know that you wouldn't have gone without her mm-hmm. to the doctor. And I'm just...
You know, I absolutely would not have. I'm the most stubborn human being.
You
so
really
if you take
are.
Anything from this, go to the doctor.
Dan, good God, who are you?
Where's producer
Dan?
I'm
highly medicated, Kennedy.
I'm just so glad that you're okay and that you never lost your sense of humor. And I wanted to tell you a funny thing. Yesterday I was getting one of my radiation treatments and they had the music on mm-hmm. and the song Africa from Toto was playing. And what you guys don't know is that when that song would play in here, Dan would always sing along with it. So right. he'd be like, "I bless the rains down in Africa." And he'd go, "I bless the rain." And I was sitting there getting the radiation and I'm like, "I bless the rain."
I've permeated your life.
You
have
indeed, and I'm just so glad to hear your voice, man. Yeah. We miss you a lot, and just you get better. You come back when you're ready. We will be here waiting.
Yeah. Do you have any timetable, Dan? Is when you think you might be back?
I have big hopes and dreams to be back on Monday, but a
oh, wow.
good friend of mine always says, "You make plans and God laughs at them."
Yes, right. I do.
But I do have. I have hopes and dreams. I think I'm going to kind of. Lay low this weekend and let everyone celebrate the holidays, and then hopefully I'll be recharged and enough to come in at least for some light duty.
All right.
I miss coming in and seeing everybody and getting out of the house and right. at least attempting to make people laugh a little
All right,
bit.
Do me a favor. While you're sitting around, you write a few Campy Kennedy questions? I mean, you're not doing anything.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll do that right after I bang out these 100 sit-ups.
Okay, All right. Thank you, Dan. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good Thanksgiving.
I miss you guys.
All right. Love
bye,
you, brother.
Buddy.
Bye.
All right, bye.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Brianna from Roslindale.
Hey, Brianna.
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions that are all about pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Brianna, are you ready?
I am ready.
What is the name of the Netflix series based on Star Wars and features Baby Yoda?
The Mandalorian.
Can you tell me who was the first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987? I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint too.
Okay. I'll take a hint.
All right. In one of her most famous songs, she spells the title.
Aretha Franklin.
Question number three. Which movie is known for the quote, "Here's looking at you, kid"?
Casablanca.
Question number four. Can you tell me the R&B group from the 90s that had a hit song called No Scrubs?
TLC.
And question number five. In the TV series The Office, can you name the paper company they all work for?
Can't watch The Office.
Then that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, I know.
All right, let's get if you didn't watch the show, it's not
Kennedy!
Like, it's going to be a random name. Yeah. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Brianna. Am I saying that right? Is it Brianna, not Brianna? I want to make sure I get it right.
It's Brianna.
Oh, it is Brianna. I'm sorry. Brianna.
Yeah.
Okay. You didn't just break up with Zach Bryan, did you? No.
No, I am happily married with a baby on the way.
Oh, congratulations. What do you do?
I'm due at the end of February.
Oh, that's amazing. That is wonderful.
Yeah.
Having a little baby the house, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Brianna got 4 out of 5 right.
All right, Dan.
Yeah, she was close to getting all 5. These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
What is the name of the Netflix series based on Star Wars and features Baby Yoda?
The Mandalorian.
I don't think it's on Netflix, though. Is it on Disney?
It's on Disney.
Yeah.
No, it's Disney Plus.
Yeah, Disney Plus. Tied to one. Question number two. Who was the first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? It was in 1987. And I can give you a hint if you'd like. Brianna took the hint.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
Okay. She spelled out the title to her most famous song.
Aretha Franklin.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Find out what it means to me.
Tied to 2.
Take care, TCB.
Which movie is known for this quote? Here's looking at you, kid.
Casablanca.
Tied to 3. Can you tell me the 1990s R&B group that sang the hit song No Scrubs?
TLC.
Look at you two ladies just crushing it. Question number 5. In the TV series The Office, can you name the paper company that they all work for?
Dunder Mifflin.
Dunder Mifflin is the correct answer.
So close.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Mm. 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Brianna, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do thank you for calling in. We appreciate you listening. And congratulations on getting ready to have a baby.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Do you know if you're having a boy or a girl yet?
No, the plan is to be surprised.
I love it.
Well, you're going to be surprised whether it's that day or today.
Well, yeah, very true.
Well, that's awesome. Congratulations. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Brianna from Rosendale, and I cannot be Kennedy.
I always love when people that listen to our show add more listeners, Kennedy.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a map?
I got nothing.
If you missed CBK today, go to mix1041.com. Can't beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845. And now, play at 945 for the chance to win $1,000. It's 1K CBK. Only on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Paula from Braintree.
Hello, Paula.
Hi, good morning.
Paula, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions, Paula. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $1,000. How does that sound?
That sounds amazing.
That does sound amazing. Have you ever played Can't Beat Kennedy before?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited for you. We're going to do it. First time you're going to win $1,000. I can feel it in my soul. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Kennedy's gone to that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that's happening. Everybody put the good vibes out for Paula. Question number 1. This rapper, who featured on songs like Mesmerize, Always on Time, and Living It Up, says 50 Cent is a bad person and refuses to use his platform for good. What is that rapper's name?
Ja Rule.
Question number 2. What is the name of the dystopian city where Katniss Everdeen lives in the Hunger Games?
I can't remember that.
Okay. Question number three. Can you name the kingdom where Elsa and Anna live in Frozen?
No.
Question number four. In the Simpsons TV show, what is Homer's favorite brand of beer?
Nope, can't get that either.
Oh, no. That's all right. That's all right. Hey, listen, you never know. Question number five. This year marks the 100th anniversary of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The first character balloon in 1927 was Felix the Cat. And this dog has made the most appearances with over 40. Can you name the cartoon dog?
Snoopy.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, you started strong, you finished strong. Little hiccup in the middle. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Paula from Braintree, never played before, by the way. First time. First time, long time.
We love it.
Got 2 out of 5.
Well done, Paula.
Thank you.
These are tough. You ready, Kennedy?
Yeah.
This rapper, who featured on songs like Mesmerize, Always on Time, and Living It Up, says 50 Cent is a bad person and refuses to use his platform for good. Name the rapper.
Ja Rule?
Ja Rule is correct. Question number two. Can you name the dystopian city where Katniss Everdeen lives in The Hunger Games?
No. I mean, I think she's like District 12, but that's all I know. Oh.
District 12. 2 to 1. Question number three. Can you name the kingdom where Elsa and Anna live in Frozen?
Pandora.
This is the home of blue people, Kennedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Arendelle is the correct answer. Okay. Arendelle. 2 to 1. Question number four. In The Simpsons, what is Homer's favorite brand of beer?
Duff.
Yes.
Free, actually, I think would be the answer.
But. Free, yeah. Dole. 3 to 1. Question number five. This year marks the 100th anniversary of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The first character balloon in 1927 was Felix the Cat. And this dog has made the most appearances with over 40. Who is the cartoon dog?
Snoopy.
It is Snoopy. Nice job. I thought you would have a tough time with that question. You both got that one so quickly.
Well, I've been watching it since I was born.
I know. Don't know. I just don't know.
It's
what
always Snoopy because he always had a different outfit on. And I used to have a Snoopy doll that I got to dress up in different outfits. He was a surgeon. He was all sorts of things. He had a rain jacket. He was a very big deal.
Peeling back the layers of Kennedy's mind.
Sure enough.
Paula.
Stay long.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you don't win the $1,000.
Well, it was a good try.
It was.
It was glad we were glad
I
to
try
have you
every
on.
Every morning.
Do you? Well, you did pretty well for yourself. Maybe next time, okay?
Yep. I'll see you at the party.
Okay. We'll see you at the party.
All right.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Paula from Braintree, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Kennedy.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
See you at the party.
All right.
I love the show. They're real. They're fun. Down to earth.
They're pretty funny. I like that Carson and Kennedy.
It gets me ready for the day.
Thank you for listening to the Carson and Kennedy Show.